Consciousness has many qualities, many aspects. Self-awareness is one, of course. But divine consciousness is what we want to remember. We want to open the way to let the infinite become as much a part of our reality as the finite. We want to be in position for the finite to be blessed by the infinite that we come from, that we are made in the image and likeness of. The most important part is that we reclaim our role in divine income and divine outcome. We are here to make a difference. We look around us, we see this world in poverty, in crises, in war, in greed and narcissism. How are we going to change that? We need to learn which spirit represents which facet of consciousness. We need to find out how to use the principles. When I say learn, I really should say remember. We need to come back to who we are as the soul that is created in the image and likeness of God, not just this human being. You know, originally, human was spelled H-U-E-M-A-N, and man didn't just mean masculine. Over the thousands of years, 25,000 or a little less, since we've had alphabets, then, you know, the words have changed meaning. What we want to get back to is divine perspective. Since spirit is an individualized expression of pure oneness consciousness, so if it's the beauty of God, we go directly to Tiferet, the angel of beauty. And we ask to make our life a beautiful song, a beautiful oneness. And we ask Tiferet to do it. We don't tell it what to do, meaning all angels are androgynous, so you can't say him or her necessarily. But, you know, we get to live across the realm. We are not stuck in the finite. We are not stuck in the infinite. We are a finite, infinite spectrum. By using spirit as our best friends, as our support team, we recognize that we are the human counterpart to spirit. Without us, spirit can't get the work done in this finite world. If that weren't true, Jesus, Buddha, Babaji, Muhammad, they wouldn't have had to take form to serve oneness consciousness. It takes human counterparts, but spirits sit in the boardroom and they counsel us. And when we want a job done, if it's plumbing, we call on a plumber spirit to do it. Or if it's mechanics, it's a mechanic spirit to do it. That is what our website will offer. If you want to know who to call on, we will give you options. Again, we're not here to tell you what to think. We just want to give you some options because we believe in your soul. We believe in your image and likeness of God, self. And we know after decades of working in this field, that if we can help you through mind dynamics to remember and connect with spirit, in fact, you're going to have a wonderful life. If you started out going through hell to get to heaven, join the club. It seems to be the human way. It's time for heaven, y'all. It's time that we stand up as the beloved child, messenger of divine solution, here to be blessed and to share the blessings with all. Blessings to you and yours. I pray that everything that is pure and good in your heart is blessed and revealed to you. Jahovah.